In the November 4 general election, Maryland voters will be asked to approve something long sought by transportation advocates, a lockbox for the state's transportation fund. Question 1 on all ballots will ask voters to ratify a lockbox amendment to the state's constitution that was passed by the General Assembly last year as part of a legislative package to raise more than $4 billion in new revenue to fund roads, bridges, transit, port, and airport infrastructure. A majority of Maryland voters must ratify the proposed constitutional amendment for it to become law. It would limit the use of the Transportation Trust Fund to constructing and maintaining an adequate highway system or any other transportation-related purpose. It would generally prohibit lawmakers from transferring transportation revenue to the state's general operating fund or to any other state fund, except for moving highway user revenue to local governments and transferring fund proceeds to the Maryland Transportation Authority. The only way the amendment would allow Transportation Trust Fund revenue to be used for non-transportation purposes would be if the governor declared a fiscal emergency and the General Assembly approves by 3/5 vote. A constitutional lockbox provision has, for years, been strongly supported by the Greater Baltimore Committee and business advocates to stop habitual raids on the transportation fund by state lawmakers trying to balance general operating budgets. Lawmakers point out that most of the funding borrowed from the Transportation Trust Fund over the years was eventually repaid, but even borrowing from dedicated transportation funding for other purposes detracts from the state's ability to address infrastructure challenges. At last, question 1 on this year's ballot gives Maryland taxpayers a chance to weigh in on the long simmering issue of putting a lockbox on our state's transportation funding coffers. This is Don Fry, President and CEO of the Greater Baltimore Committee, for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.